The heater is off. The girls are in. Season 5, episode 12, Bride of Chaotica. Wow. Why isn't Chaotica a lady? Surely it should be Chaotico. Anyway, it's an Inspector Spacetime episode with Tom and Harry playing in the Dreamatorium.
Yep.
I didn't know how much of this, like, really needed to be. I was like, is this a cold open? Like, you know, what's gonna... But it turned out it was the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Anyway, whole thing. They're, like, in a spaceship or whatever,
it's
and they're
going
down.
It's a Captain Proton Holo novel.
Ugh.
You hate these, and it makes me sad because I love them so much.
Wow. Anyway.
I love seeing Tom and Harry having a good time cosplaying. Harry trying to get fucked in this episode like he always is in the holodeck episodes.
Truly. He's like, there are girls. We're doing this for girls, right? No homo. It's the Michael Bublé Santa Baby.
I'm not familiar.
He sings Santa Buddy.
Oh, God. That's deeply upsetting.
You can infer.
You've told me this before.
I feel like everyone we've ever met has told everyone we've ever met about this before.
It's wild.
Anyway, I like that they replace all the useless buttons with little levers and toggles and switches.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's fun. Anyway, they crash land on Planet X, and they're like, we're doing this for girls, and then there's a Star Trek sets joke.
Yes, I liked that. I'm pleased you put this. They're like, oh, where is this? Well, it looks the same as that other planet we were on. Well, sets are expensive. And, of course, we know that the reason that they're filming this episode, the reason that they wrote this episode, is because the bridge set caught fire before this.
Oh.
It's only very briefly in this episode, so... They're using a set they already had.
Wow.
That didn't need repairing.
Hey, this coffee's good. A mysterious purple cloud forms in the holodeck. Sooner or later, you're certain to meet in the boardroom, the mess hall, or even the street. There's no place on earth you're likely to miss her kiss. And the moon grows dimmer, and the tide's lower, and your breath comes faster, and you're aching to move, but you're caught in the web of the spider woman with her velvet cape. You can scream, you can hide, but you cannot escape. Anyway, I'm Sam Hickman.
I can just unplug my ears. So we're recording in a very small room that's very echoey.
Well, I dropped it down the octave. Did you see?
Thank you.
That was my kind.
That
my
was very
small
kind.
Act of Christmas kindness to you.
And it's lonely at the top. I'm Kat Deerfield.
And this is
Star Trek Voyager. It's Kat and it's Sam. They are two friends, women talking about Star Trek Voyager. It's time that we start the show.
My other one was Dewey Eche Coffee, Black Oscuala Hinda.
Oh!
Thank you. Because that is a line.
Comrade Janeway. I love it. Jinkari.
And she just sounds like she's being shaken because she's seen the Mary Lloyd. Festive! I'm getting warm now. Anyway, the computer can't end the program, and they can't reach the bridge on the intercom. Wonder where that is. The bridge... Oh, on the bridge, the gang is trying to figure out why they've come to a complete standstill. Harry and Tom zap some guys on the holodeck or something, and they can't disengage the program. They can't unstick themselves from the little things where they've stuck, and there are anomalies appearing on the holodeck. And then Harry and Tom beam out of the holodeck, and then we're in Astrometrix. This is a very doing things going
place.
Yeah,
you just looked up at me like, and it's your turn now, and I'm like,
well,
I don't know what
to say. Famously, Seven and Valana explain what's going on. And
It was your turn to shine.
I really enjoy Seven and B'Elanna's back and forth here. I didn't note anything down about it. I guess I didn't actually think it was particularly relevant, but as this podcast's resident B7 shipper, I guess I should be prepared to speak to this at any time.
Yeah, you have a prepared statement at all times.
Are we not going to have an opening tangent? We've got time.
Well, okay, what's your opening tangent? Mine is about ice skating.
You
Mine
go
is
ahead,
about all the things that I told you before.
Thought about it. Yeah, we made the terrible mistake of just having a friendly conversation before we started recording.
A terrible mistake. We're actually enemies. Well, I will say this. Winter madness has struck. It was my Christmas party. You want to tell?
Yeah, Sam had her famous annual.
We famously. I feel like we're really trying to force an opening tangent now.
I'll tell you why. We're 5 minutes in, and I can see us blazing through this again.
Yeah, this is a 15-minute episode. No. Merry Christmas.
Tangent.
You have anything party, you'd like to share with the group?
Your Christmas party was beautiful, lovely.
Wait, when does Trek Sports come out?
I believe it's being released as a Christmas special, but I don't know what date.
Oh,
I think we're okay to say that we did
a recording for someone else.
We were graciously invited to be guests on the Trexperts podcast.
This is our opening tangent. Quiz podcast.
Thank you. Sorry,
we were asked nicely.
Yes,
and we abused that hospitality.
Yes.
By just, you know, you can't be a trailblazer without setting a few fires.
Yeah.
And
I apologize that I kept saying Trexperts. It is called the Trexperts Quiz podcast. Trexperts Quiz is the name of the podcast.
The entire forest was burned.
Yep.
We really did come in and just, so we had to do it at 8 p.m.
Yes.
Which, international hello.
Yes.
But also, it did mean that we were both very sleepy.
Loopy, yeah.
Just truly, like, imagine if this podcast happened at night.
The few times we've recorded after
have been... Oh, yeah. Remember that one where we went to the
oh, yeah,
spoken word thing?
Yeah, we recorded here before we went to that spoken word event, and it was fine, but
that
we were
one was
tired.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. I think because we had something to do after...
That was pre-8 p.m.,
yeah,
though. That was like at 5 or something.
Yeah, this is definitely the latest we've ever done it.
We did not do well.
No.
We did not do well, namely because most of the quiz was name the title of the episode, and we don't know the titles of the episodes.
Yeah, that's not...
our strong point.
Not our strong point, no.
like, guess the cold open.
We make a lot of jokes on this show about how much we don't actually know about Star Trek. But
I've never even seen a full show.
No. We really... I learned a lot about myself. I learned that I don't know anything.
Any of the episode titles. And I learned that no matter what, I'll be enthusiastic and and happy to be there, you know?
Both of those are surprising adjectives.
Oh, okay. How would we describe each other's performances and how would we rate?
I would say manic.
Okay.
10 out of 10.
Oh, thank you. I would say you could have been more loudly confident. Like, really, you could have had, like, a pot and pan underneath your desk ready to get out and clang at any moment. And I would have been like, yeah, that's exactly the energy I needed.
That you needed?
Yeah.
To just, match you?
Yeah. Like a symbol, like a little symbol.
So the answer to the question, Sam, how did you perceive Kat's performance in this guest spot on a podcast is just a hypothetical situation in which I would have behaved in a way that matched your energy better. That's your answer to that question.
It was 7 out of 10. It would have been a 10 out of 10 if you had literally brought a pot and a pan and clanged them. Just derailed it completely. There was one point in which I was like, we really got to get this going. And then I just kept interrupting the guy just constantly. Mm-hmm, I was like, well, hold on. We're there. Are we there? Wait, ask the question. Why haven't you asked the question yet? It was wild. I really just enjoyed at the very end when we both gave speeches simultaneously. That's our best bit that we've ever fucking done.
It was the most committed that we've ever been to
in
a bit.
In the history of this podcast, we and our friendship.
So if you are out there and you're thinking about inviting us to guest on your podcast,
do please.
I would really suggest that you listen to the Trexperts quiz episode that we're on before you reach out to
and
us
and schedule the recording for the morning. We are not evening people.
That is true. We are not.
We are not. I was freezing cold. I was under my electric blanket the entire time.
Oh my goodness. Good times. No, thank you so much to...
Yeah, we had a blast.
Thank you so much to Trexperts Quiz for having us. We had a, we did have an absolutely fantastic time.
Yeah, we brought the Bride of Chaotica.
We did. I feel like this episode of Voyager is, like, this is the episode that has the energy closest to the energy that we bring to Voyager,
yeah.
I would say. You're definitely Arachnia or whatever her name is.
Oh, thank you.
And I am that guy in a suit who's from another dimension and doesn't know what's going on.
Oh. Anyway, Janeway tells the story of them trying to get out of a nebula, and then Seven interrupts her with like a plan.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, we're going to cut the warp core and then we're just going to impulse our way out of this. And Janeway's like, yeah, well... I mean, I was going to say that.
Yeah,
but...
and then Seven is just like, your plan will work or something. And then B'Elanna says, well, now that we have your blessing. And it's very cute, and I like it.
And meanwhile, in the holodeck, somebody beams in from one of the purple clouds, and it's two gangsters from the 1940s. We got a whole bit in the holodeck with the... I don't know, I'm a holodeck.
Holodeck.
Well, it says holiday in this, and I'm feeling very Welsh today, you know? Nadolig Llawen.
Nadolig Llawen.
The holiday characters are running riot with these two strangers. Nicole Kidman is... Wait, no, which one is it? Kate Winslet is there and Cameron Diaz, and they're dragging these two gangsters in to see the... Because they said the holiday characters.
I got it, okay.
You're welcome. Yeah. Anyway, Chaotica is like, Neo, before you're king, and then he, like, shoots one of the guys, who we learn are explorers.
Mm.
Do you say charade or charade?
I say charade.
Okay, I say Shiraz. Anyway, they execute one and the other one beams out.
Do you want to know a winemaking joke that I was told by a winemaker once?
Well, I famously make wine, so this will make
you should
me
know this joke.
Laugh.
What's the difference between Shiraz and syphilis?
I don't know.
You can get rid of syphilis.
Oh, boy.
I guess people don't like Shiraz.
People do not like Shiraz. I don't know what Shiraz is.
I
know it's a type of wine. I just couldn't.
Sometimes it's fine.
I feel like, okay, as a woman who will probably at some point have nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
I feel like my approach to them being like, can I try wine, is going to be drastically different to any other approach anyone has ever done. Because I would truly be like, let me get you a thimble of all the wines we currently have open.
Just one thimble.
And have a little sip of each one.
Oh, of each. Okay.
Because I remember tasting red wine when I was a child and being like, this is disgusting.
Yes, yeah.
And I feel like, as an adult, you only get to drink one bottle of wine at a time.
True. Yeah.
So I feel like unless you're going specifically to a wine tasting, I'm not going to know what wines taste like. And even if I'm going to a wine tasting, it's going to be fancy wine. It's not going to be supermarché wine.
Yeah, you got to learn what the bottom range wines taste
we
like.
We need to do a wine tasting.
We should do a wine tasting.
Yeah. Only the cheapest wines imaginable.
I asked Rob to get me some Bordeaux from Lidl the other day, and he got me the expensive Bordeaux from Lidl, not the one I meant, which I said to him, I was like, the last time I bought it was £3.99. That was before minimum alcohol pricing came in, so I'm sure it's more than that now. But so he was like, I don't know, I got you the less cheap one because I thought it would be nicer. And I was like, I've never drunk this before. So it was really good.
Well, that's nice.
It was really good. And I continued to drink it for 4 days.
For 4 days?
And on day 4, it still tasted good. Aww. I think maybe because it's so cold. But
a ringing endorsement of the slightly fancy Bordeaux from Lidl.
Yeah, I don't remember anything about it except that it's not the cheap Bordeaux from Lidl. It's the less cheap Bordeaux from Lidl.
Oh, second best.
Which probably means it was a fiver.
First in our hearts.
Yes. That's my recommendation for the week. Is,
speaking of
wine.
We've
talked about Lidl before. I just
remembered. We
love talking about Lidl. I used to have an encyclopedic knowledge of Lidl's red wine. What were you going to say? Sorry.
You know, at my Christmas party, we did the white elephant and the glasses that the Dawsons gave me that I then put in the white elephant, and you were like, I collect tiny glasses. And in reality, I probably should have given them to you instead of wine that may or may not have glass in it and some vacuum pack bags from Poundland.
My birthday gift from you this year was...
Perfection.
Perfection. It was indeed a bottle of wine that is a color wine shouldn't be and might have glass in it.
It clears, though. Are you leaving it?
Oh, I'm leaving it.
Leave it to stand. It's got like a couple, like a good 4 months, maybe five months to stand.
No, I haven't tried to drink it yet.
I know what I did wrong. I know, and I didn't like, I know what I did wrong, and I know how to fix it for next year, you know? And well, that's all you can really ask for with... homemade wine. Also, I feel like I left it to ferment too long, so it may be closer to a grappa than a vino. Anyway.
Pardon, sorry.
They have been stuck in space for 3 days, because apparently it took them 3 days to turn the warp core off. It doesn't have a little switch. Which is nothing unusual, considering they love to stop and look around quite a bit on this show. Anyway, Janeway comes into the mess hall and she says, coffee, black.
What I've written about this scene is not before my coffee.
Not before my coffee.
That's just the vibe of this episode.
Yeah, it very much is. And Neelix is like, the turlets are not working and neither are the showers. And she entrusts him to figure it out.
It's so wild. Can I just... Yes. Can we just talk about this? He says there's 4 lavatories and 3 sonic showers functioning on this ship. What... I mean, you can interpret the lavatories thing as meaning... rooms that have multiple toilets in them. Like, I don't know how...
Like a... Just off...
Like stalls.
Do you think they have stalls just off of the bridge?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. I know that there's, like, a lot of speculation about this. I think we... Do we see toilets in Lower Decks?
Where do you poop in space?
Gosh.
Do you piss in a hole? And when you're done, it'll go in the replicator. And that makes food for your eating. Anyway.
I just watched the episode of Discovery where... how far did you get in Discovery?
Oh, is it season whatever it is they're like, I don't want this food. It's made out of your own feces. You made an apple out of shit offered it to me. I don't want it.
I love it. I love Discovery. It took me so long to get on board, but I have finished season 3, and wow. I'm delighted. I'm delighted with it.
That's good.
Yeah. Have you seen season 4?
No, I think they took it off of Netflix, and I said, I'm okay. I like mystery in my life, you know? Like, I still haven't finished Schitt's Creek. I like to, you know, see how it ends, but, like, I'll take my time. I like to delay gratitude as much as possible.
Delay That's, gratification.
Yeah. Anyway, on the bridge, they try and impulse power their way out, and it looks like they're going well, and then they can't break free. Devastating. Have you had anything you can't break free from?
Oh, gosh. My hair. I should just cut it off, but I can't. I can't let go.
Oh, my God. Okay. This is absolutely... this is me making it about me again.
Please do.
But this week, they did the formal announcement for my Wales Millennium Centre show, and I was doing a tweet... as if I had been cancelled, and this was like the first thing coming back. And so I was like, it's so wonderful after such long reflection to be able to come back to the WMC stage after multiple controversies. And of course, my difficult personal relationship with mug cakes. But then I was like, no, I don't want to. I don't want somebody to be like, joking about addiction. How dare she?
Perhaps wise.
So I did not tweet it.
That's funny, though. That's funny.
Thank you. There's something happening in Holodeck 2, and Janeway says, Tuva, go check it out. And then she says to Tom Paris, join him. And he says, yes, ma'am. And in that moment, I said, they fucked. I said, they've definitely had coitus.
I was thinking the way
in which
that he says, yes, ma'am.
These two have clearly been canoodling.
I think that Robert Duncan McNeil just has made a choice about how he delivers the phrase, yes, ma'am. Because I commented on how he said this to B'Elanna in a recent episode. Although that was definitely
Maybe he can only say one thing. Maybe he only has one way of saying it. Anyway, Tuvok and Paris are skulking around the holodeck looking for dead bodies. And then they try and get a robot to talk. Who plays the robot?
Good question. I wish I knew.
I guess we'll never know. Anyway,
I'm not going to look that up right now.
They find the aliens, and the robot is like, Danger, Will Robinson.
I love that scene where Tom is fixing the robot, because Tuvok is really bringing 110% of the Vulcan in like cultural bitchiness.
Mm.
He says, "I'm sure you were very close about him and them." What's her name? Like Cassandra Goodhart or something?
Yeah, Tits McGee.
Tits McGee, Scream Queen. And then when he's fixing the robot, Tuvok says, "Your knowledge of this technology is most impressive." Mm. And Tom says, "Thanks." Very funny. It's not a compliment.
They really did drag everyone into this bit.
Oh, they sure did.
Everyone. In Astrometric, Seven and Harry Skype into the holodeck to just sort of see what's happening, and the aliens can't see Voyager or the crew of, I was going to say, the staff of Voyager. They can only see holograms, and so they're going to get the doctor to help. And then they have, like, a boardroom meeting.
Love Janeway in this scene. Kate Mulgrew is chewing up the scenery in this boardroom scene. It's when am I getting ahead of you?
No, we're exactly where we are.
Because when Tom is like, somebody's going to need to play Arachnia.
She's like, I couldn't possibly.
Please go on, watch this if you haven't seen it or haven't seen it recently. The way that Kate Mulgrew plays this is so funny. She's talking to Tom. She's looking at Tom. He says, somebody's going to have to play Arachnia. She looks all the way over her shoulder to look at Seven and B'Elanna with the biggest, corniest smile of like, oh no, someone's going to have to play Arachnia. Turns back to Tom. Immediately her face falls. She says, oh.
It's me.
Oh, no, it's me.
Oh, I'm the problem. It's me. Anyway.
Am I the drama? Says Janeway in this episode. Me, the drama?
Me committing to a bit hard.
So hard.
Anyway, doctor does something. I don't know. He's going to be president of Earth. Tuvok and Janeway make a plan. And Janeway is like walking down the thing with Paris. And she's like, this is how you spend your free time.
But she is one to talk.
Absolutely not. Anyway,
amalgam
she says,
of all 19th century British novels about women.
She's like, if there's a ghost in there and I'm wearing plaid, I'm
there's
thrilled.
There's a ghost, I'm a governess.
Give me my bonnet, I'm ready for the holodeck. Anyway, he says, I'll see you at the Fortress of Doom. And remember, you're the queen. Which I enjoyed.
Yeah, I enjoyed that too. I saw you tweeted that.
In the holodeck, Janeway arrives. A goop, a gag, I hate the costume.
No.
We will discuss that in wigs.
We'll discuss that in wigs.
Anyway, Janeway is acting the house down boots.
She's having a great time. I love this because Janeway is having a pretty good time. And Kate Mulgrew is obviously having a great time.
Having a wonderful time.
And I'm so happy for both of them.
It's incredible. She's like truly monologuing. At no point were they like, you're going to have to really have to convince this hologram, because they're holograms. You don't have to convince them of anything. You just have to show up. Anyway, she's like, can I sit on your throne? And then she sits down and she says, somehow I feel comfortable here. And I said, no! I screamed. Anyway, there's going to be a wedding.
A wedding.
They're getting married. We love that one thing about the eggplant farm.
That one TikTok.
Anyway, meanwhile, the doctor is trying to make friends, and he's like, I'm the president of Earth, who are you? And the doctor has a thing or whatever, and then Janeway gets zapped or whatever. Do you have enough? I got a weird text for this, and then
go
I had
for
to...
It.
Oh, no, I got, like, a weird text during this bit, and I was like, who, what? Anyway, I don't think it was, like, a real thing.
Was it, hi, Mom, I...
No, it was like, you will receive a telephone call from the practice on tomorrow between 8 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., which is, like, not practice time. Anyway, we will attempt to ring you twice on the day. Please answer the calls from unknown numbers to ensure you keep your phone with you. And I'm like... What? Yeah, what? What's going on? Anyway, they're like, if you miss these calls, you will have to call the surgery to rebook your appointment. Please note, this will not be an appointment on the same day. And I'm like...
What is this about?
And I'm like, this is an 07 number, sir. Anyway, I had to look it up because I was like,
yeah,
is because because the last time when I had that chaotic doctor's appointment a couple of weeks ago,
yes,
when we did bloods, I was like, maybe. Yeah. And so I had to look it up and I'm like, this isn't my,
yeah,
this isn't my surgery. They wouldn't text me.
No.
Anyway, do you have anything for this?
Remind me where you are. Sorry.
So the doctor has a thing with the guy,
Jamie
gets trapped in the big cage or whatever.
Yeah. I just liked before then when she says, "We can't be slaves to our passion." I can't do her voice, but it was funny.
And then,
you're kind of dressed like Seven in The Killing Game, I just realized.
Thank you. Bonjour. Le 8 de 9. Sept de neuf. Anyway, Janeway releases the pheromone, and then she saves the day, and they kill Dr. Chaotica and escape the subsurface layer, and she really is Gloria Swanson the entire time.
Yeah.
And then they, like, all crowd around the little TV, and it says, "The end? Question mark. Maniacal laugh. Maniacal laugh." And that's the end of the episode.
That's the end of the episode. Captain Proton will return. Will he?
Does he?
I don't remember.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Right, should we do some segments?
Yes. Wigs. Wigs.
B'Elanna's hair seems light in the sickbay scene. Maybe it's just the lighting in sickbay.
Mm-hmm.
That really struck me. Her hair seemed really light in color. Are you finished texting?
I was checking my email, thank you. My car is due its MOT, and they insist on doing it in the most awkward way. So they sent me a text that was like, "Your service is coming up. Text yes to book it in." And so I text them yes, and instead of being like, "Here is a time and a date," they keep ringing me and being like, "Hey, you wanted to book it in." And I'm like, how is this more economic than when you just rung me every day to try and book it in? Like, you're not gonna get me on my phone. It's a do not disturb for a reason. It doesn't make any noise. It's a phone.
Oh my god, you're even worse than I am.
I refuse to answer calls. I refuse. When you're as famous as I am, it's actually really difficult to, like, you know, find time to answer the phone. Like, you're never in a quiet space. You're never, you know, home alone.
Mm-hmm.
There's always, you know, something to do. Mm. Some little project, mm-hmm. you know? Mm. Anyway, I hate Janeway's costume, and I think the thing that I really hate about it is the skirt. So, because the whole thing is meant to be 1930s, the thing that I really don't like about it is that, and I think I figured it out, I think it is just straight cut instead of bias cut. And I think if they had done it a bias cut, it would have looked much better. But I think the way they've cut it and the way it looks is horrible. And I feel like it's like a knit fabric. It's very strange. Like a knit effect, knitted effect. It's very strange. Anyway, I did enjoy the sleeves.
Yeah, I like the sleeves.
Didn't like the skirt. The makeup is very vampy, and I enjoyed that.
I liked the makeup, too.
And then the wig is intentionally bad, and I enjoyed that as well.
Yeah, I liked the wig, and I liked the big spider clip in her wig. It's great. Mm.
Anyway.
Yeah, I just like how much fun everyone is having in this episode. Let me do a clap. What was the nebula?
Subspace layer.
Yep. What would you rate this episode?
Wait, what do you think the nebula was?
That's what I wrote.
Like, committing to the bit?
I wrote unstable subspace, but
the nebula is surprise commitment.
Yeah. 100% commitment from everyone in this episode to fun.
Giving your all to have a good time.
How would you rate this episode, Sam?
I would rate this episode, I'm going to give it like a 10 out of 10. Wait, hold on. A 10 out of 10, "I'll meet you at the Fortress of Doom, remember you're the queen."
And I'll give it a 5 out of 5, "Impetuous harlots."
Oh, that's me.
Right. Have you got anything to plug, Sam?
Do you have anything to plug, Kat?
Have you got anything to plug, Sam?
Do I have anything to plug? My butthole. Tee hee
You've got on the 11th of
on the 11th of Febsies. 2023s. I do in fact have a show entitled The Sam Hickman Variety Hour, which is at Wales Millennium Center. Tickets are £7. It is part of their cabaret relaunch. And it is the cheapest event that you can go to. Even if you just want to get out of the cold, it's still a bargain. Do you have anything to plug? I'm really gone now. We're doing this slightly later than we... I'm like, oh, okay, come on, wake up.
So
dragging our dead corpses towards the finish line.
I do, of course, have another podcast. It is called So Y2K. You can find that wherever you get your podcasts. I don't have anything else to plug at the moment.
Watch us on Trexperts Live.
Yes, do listen to the Trexperts Quiz podcast coming out soon with an episode with us.
We sleigh belled rings. Are you listening? Are you?
Follow us on socials. We're at WTASTV on Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr,
YouTube, MySpace.
No, none of
Friendster.
Us. Nope.
What about Facebook?
We're not on Facebook.
Imagine if we had a Facebook group.
It does blow my mind how much is on Facebook still.
Oh, people are using it.
People use Facebook. I mean, you use Facebook.
Yeah.
Wild. I've been off there for years. Can't recommend it enough.
Yeah, but you're cool. You don't have a small business to promote.
That's true. I mean, I would be on there if I had a small business to promote.
It's horrible. It's hell.
I'm so sorry.
It's basically unusable, to be honest. Mm. Anyway, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry... Okay, goodbye.
Is this the last episode coming out? Yeah, it is. All right, well, we're not doing a Christmas bonus episode this year. Sorry, everyone. We're just doing a regular...
What?
Oh, are we?
I thought we were.
Oh, we can.
Oh.
I just can't do 3 episodes this month.
Yeah, I thought we were just doing a Christmas bonus episode.
Okay, we're doing a Christmas bonus episode. We'll see you for that. Sorry, everyone.
And it's going to be... Codependent Lesbian Space Alien Seek
Same.
Oh,
of course. Yeah, we did agree to do that.
Yeah.
Sorry. So, yeah, our next episode is going to be a bonus episode about Codependent Lesbian Space Alien Seek Same. And that will be out on the 29th. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
Post-Christmas. But, yeah.
We're in Christmas and New Year.
Indeed.
That wonderful window.
Love you, bye.
Goodbye.
Now we've come to the end of our show. Did you survive or will you die in disgrace?